Today I'd like to begin to discuss the various halachos that one encounters with dealing with bugs on Shabbos. The question often arises, is one allowed to soak strawberries and lettuce on Shabbos? Strawberries and lettuce are two items in particular which are notoriously known for their bug infestation, and the kosher organizations will let you know if one wants to consume lettuce that was not grown in a special way to avoid bugs, and strawberries in general, that one would need to soak them in type of water with some type of cleaning solution or soap in order to help remove the bugs from those items, and therefore one can eat them confidently without being worried about violating nisr of consuming bugs. So is one allowed to do this on Shabbos? The Mishnah quoted in Masechet Shabbos, Adav Kuf Mem Amar Aleph, which is Paskin Alech Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shinyates Siv Ches, says, Ain Chor Neskarshina, one is not allowed to soak animal food on Shabbos. Why would one want to soak animal food? Because the animal food contains some items which are good and beneficial for the animal, and other items which are problematic. They're psolas, they're garbage, and therefore when one soaks the animal food, the hope is that the garbage is removed via the water and floats to the top, and therefore the animal food is now fixed to give to your animal. This would be a violation, l'chora, of the Isser of Borer. Borer, separating a Shabbos, one of the Lama Tetz Malachos, is only going to be mutter if one fulfills three conditions. It needs to be miyad for immediate biyad, it needs to be done with your hand and not with a kli, with a strainer and the like, and it needs to be done, ochel mitoch psolas, one needs to take the good from the bad. In this situation, it seems as if there are two potential problems. Number one, you're using water in order to separate the items, and therefore perhaps it's a violation of not using biyad with your hand, and you're using a kli. In addition, over here, it's unclear whether we're taking the psolas from the ochel or the ochel from the psolas. The Mishabur, in fact, in Sivkat and Chavkas, says it doesn't make a difference whether the psolas of the karshin float to the top or sink to the bottom. Either in such way, it's going to be a violation of Borer on Shabbos. Based off the Shulchan Aruch, it would appear to be that it's usher for one to soak strawberries and lettuce on Shabbos. If one wants to eat strawberries and lettuce on Shabbos, they must ensure that they soak them prior to Shabbos or find some other halakhically permissible way in order to consume them and clean them from their bugs on the Shabbos itself, but soaking seemingly would be problematic. Based off of that which we just said, a question which often comes up, well, then is it mutter for me to wash any fruits and vegetables on Shabbos? If one wants to eat an apple, for example, and take it out of the fridge, and they want to clean it from the dust and the dirt that may exist on it, is that going to be a violation of Borer, similar to the Karshin? And this question was dealt with both by Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Gros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Hey, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in the footnote to the Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Paragimel Ha'ar Zayin, and they both give different reasons as to why these cases are not analogous, and it would be mutter for you to wash fruits and vegetables on Shabbos underneath the faucet. The first answer that Rav Moshe gives is that perhaps when one is washing fruits and vegetables underneath the faucet, that is derech achilaso, that one does it prior to eating, and one takes out an apple, the general practice would be that they would wash it underneath the sink, and therefore that's not really called the ma'aseh borer, that's called derech achilaso, and therefore it would be permissible. Rav Moshe even adds that if the apple is not really dirty, and many people would consume the apple even without washing it, then perhaps you're not actually doing borer, because you're not actually fixing anything. It's not like there's a tarov. There's no real psilis that you're removing, and therefore that wouldn't be a violation of Borer. In addition, Rav Moshe explains that perhaps the karshin are usher because you're actually submerging the items you want to separate in a bowl of water, as opposed to allowing a stream of water from the faucet to pour over them. That is not what we call a Maisa Borer. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the footnote in the Shvir Shabbos Kol Chasa, which we mentioned before, actually takes it a step further by quoting from the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim has a fascinating ha'ara when it comes to the definition of malachos on Shabbos. And the Shilta Giborim explains that the definition of malachos on Shabbos is dependent on how people speak about those items. So, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if that's true, when one is taking an apple and washing it underneath the sink, so we wouldn't call that a person is separating the dust from the apple, we'd rather say he's cleaning the apple. Similarly, when one is washing dishes, we wouldn't say that one is separating the leftover food on the dish from the dish itself. Rather, what we'd be saying is he's cleaning the dishes. And since we call that cleaning, that can't be called a ma'aseh borer, as opposed to allowing the karshina or allowing the lettuce, the strawberries to soak in the water. So then clearly what we're doing is we are soaking them in order to separate the bugs or separate the psolas, and that's when it's going to be problematic on Shabbos. And therefore, both according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's going to be mutter for you to wash dishes as well as other fruits and vegetables by turning on the faucet and letting the water run on them. That's not going to be a violation of Borer. As opposed to when you submerge an item in water with the hope of separating it, that that's when it's going to be a problem of Shabbos. Okay, this was our first discussion when it comes to bugs on Shabbos. And Mir Tashem, next time we'll have to discuss some other issues that may come up as well. Everybody have a wonderful day.